Track 0007, Friends Seminary. Friends Jazz 1, Class S4, Room 109. The time is 10:50.
Thank you. crowded the floor. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. My mind's more at ease. might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. I couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. No, I don't.
They like you. You guys get it. Woo. I thought that group broke up.
There's a microphone somewhere.
Hi, everyone. First of all, you guys should be unbelievably happy about the great support team you have here.
Yeah.
Incredible. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah.
James, really, really nice tone. Really nice tone. It was so clear back there. And you played very, very well. Okay. I have some other comments about you over here. I'll get to those. Rose, nice presentation. Where's Rose? Really nice presentation. That's not an easy tune. Very pleasant voice to listen to. I make a living out of backing up singers, and I'll back you up any. Henry, nice solo on Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Really, really nice. It had a little bit of direction there. The Stolen Moments, Jacob. Very tasty. Very nice. Very tasty. Liked it. Max, nice solo on Stolen Moments, I wrote down here. And what I liked about the solos in general in this band is that they played stylistically to the tune they're playing. You know, it's a bossa, you're doing like a bossa type solo, you're doing a swing tune, it swung, right? The solo swung. So it was really, really nice. Ian, nice solo on Stolen Moments. What I liked most about that was your ending. We'll talk about endings of solos in a moment, but it came to a nice end and everybody realized it, and that was great. And of course, on Don't Get Around Much More Anymore, it was really a solid time, very solid time. I want to talk about the tunes a little bit. Presentation of the melody on Stolen Moments was really nice. What I really liked was the accents that you used and the sforzandos that you used on the melody. That was very impressive. The Besame, great arrangement, Bob.
Yeah.
The arrangement on that. really good use of the horns behind the vocals, right? And the rhythm section and how they approached the vocals. I like the way the band played with the soloist on most stuff. You listen. Really important. The rhythm section is listening to who's soloing. If you don't listen, you're going to step on them. Okay? And speaking of not stepping on, there's a great job on backing up the soloist.
Yeah.
You never walked on it. Never. And I play with so many people who think they should be the person up front. The vocalist is the star. Sorry, guys. Right? But if they're singing, they're the star. And you've got to play behind them. And you did a great job. And the band did a great job doing that. Both vocalists. The vocal on Don't Get Around Much.
Yeah.
Solid. You got the feel. Definitely got the feel. I'm going to jump because I have to run to the next room. I only get another minute. But a couple of things to work on. Intonation. Some of the notes aren't quite where they belong in the horn section. You want to make sure that you solidly hit them. And the other thing is, be positive. Play a wrong note, but play it like you mean it, okay? If you kind of come into a note and you go, I'm not sure, the audience hears that. You play a wrong note, they may, if you play it solid, they may go, well, that was different. So make a mistake. Don't be afraid to, right? This is a time of growing. This is a time of playing out as much as you can. On the lock your rhythms, mostly horn players now I'm talking to, when you're playing and you've got a couple of things to play, make sure you're all playing them together, you're all tonguing them at the same exact time. It's a little bit ragged in that area, so you want to work on that as a section. Become Chicago's horn section for this band, right? Be positive, everybody. I see so much musicianship here, but I don't see that you believe you have it. Be positive, you have it. It's really there. Play with confidence, everyone in the band. During the solos, not naming any particular person, but where are you going? What are you trying to say? Your solo is communicating to these guys. You're talking to them. You're saying something to them. What is it you're trying to say? When you decide what you're going to say, how are you going to say it? Are you going to say it with a lot of exclamation points and get them really excited? Or are you going to kind of be subtle? Or are you going to do both? And the other thing is, ask questions in your solo. Leave a note hanging. Because if I ask a question like, so what are you going to do next? Listen to my voice. What are you going to do next? You're waiting. You're waiting for someone to answer. Then you answer yourself. Okay? So take a breath too. Piano players, guitar players, bass players. It's so easy to just play a lot of notes. Breathe. Something I said in the last group that I learned from Victor Wooten. I was sitting with him one day, and Victor said, man, take a breath. And I was like, what? Do you all know who Victor Wooten is? If you don't, Google him, you'll find him. He comes to Berkeley often and stops in and sees our students. And he said, just pause. Don't overplay. So the next gig, I went out and was doing this solo, and in the middle of the solo, I grunted to a height and I stopped. I waited a couple of measures, came back in. The audience went nuts. And what did I do? Nothing. I did absolutely nothing.